Now, Sunny FM presents Crazy Talk with Rick and Jill.
Here we go. First story.
So, I have to go back to Jeff Bezos.
I need you over here
with Amazon.
Oh, you're going to do that first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's why.
Okay.
I love when stuff breaks on him. So, you remember the story that he's getting a divorce from his wife of like 25 years. She's getting half the company. He's with his new girlfriend, Lauren Sanchez. And so, here's the deal. There's a big fight between Jeff Bezos and National Enquirer. National Enquirer ran a bunch of texts and printed them between Jeff Bezos and his girlfriend, Lauren, while he was still married, right?
Right.
So, then Jeff got pissed at National Enquirer. And I think was going to, he threatened to sue them and said, you know, I can't believe you released that, blah, blah, blah. National Enquirer now said they are going to release, nobody wants to see this, nude photos of Jeff Bezos.
Oh, is this going to be like a Geraldo Rivera reveal?
Well, he published, yeah, because they're going back and forth. So what happened was Jeff Bezos, I guess, published emails that he got from National Enquirer.
Right.
Like, I don't know if they were threatening or what kind of nature they were. Uh-huh. So the National Enquirer was like, oh, well, since you did that, we're going to publish these naked photos we have of you and your girlfriend. And everyone's going to see your willy.
That's where you hit the willy sound effect.
Oh, that's my willy sound effect. Sorry.
Late for work today and well, doesn't have a willy sound effect.
There you go.
That's lame. You got to get a new one.
The National Enquirer promised to not publish them if Bezos called off the investigation.
Right.
So I don't know. I kind of want the wiener shot to be printed. Does that make me a terrible person?
No. No. We all want to know.
I just want to know, like, the richest man in one of the richest men in the whole world. Is he rich everywhere, or just monetarily? That's what I would like to know.
If the sound effect is any indication, it's very small.
It's very tiny.
Maybe he's got a different...
That's a little better.
Oh. Big bank account. Teeny ego. Okay. There's a new study out. Says that millennials don't even like today's music. Here's the thing. I gotta be honest. I don't really like today's music either. Mm-hmm. I like music from back in the day, which is why I work at an 80s station.
Yeah, but the music they like from yesterday is like... Like, this is one of their favorites.
Yeah.
This thing. I mean, I guess it's a great song.
It's romantic.
Once every, like, 6 years you hear this, you go, oh, that's cool.
But this version. Don't give me Michael Bolton's version.
No, Percy.
When a man loves a woman.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. But millennials like other songs that I find surprising, for instance. Go ahead.
Okay, so they did a survey of millennials between the ages of 18 and 25, and the music that they recognized and liked the most were between 1960 and 1999.
Right.
This one took me by surprise.
Get out of here. Really? Is that on the list? You don't know this song? You're a millennial.
No, I'm not.
No? What is this?
Knock Three Times?
Oh,
Tony
Orlando
and Dawn?
Yeah, I thought it was the ribbon one.
No, this is one of the ones that they forgot, that they didn't
knock
know.
Knock three times on the something if you want me.
No, thanks. They said, Knock Three Times, I'm Sorry by John Denver, and Truly by Lionel Richie. They didn't know.
Truly?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they didn't know these?
Those they didn't know. When a Man Loves a Woman, Baby Come Back by Player, and The Tide Is High by Blondie, they all loved.
The first two are good. Tide Is High.
Oh, I like Blondie. I thought they would be like into like Barbie Girl and Katy Perry, California Girls. And
yeah,
that's kind of what I was expecting. But no, I remember watching the American Music Awards this year and I was like, okay, well, if this is American music, then I don't like American music. All the new stuff, like, okay, some of them are talented. Taylor Swift deserves her recognition because she has hit song after hit song after hit song. But after a while, aren't they all like Nickelback, just pumping out crap and making money on it?
Pretty much.
Okay.
You know, the real music to watch these days is Turkish funk.
Is it now?
A lot of good stuff coming out of Turkey, funk-wise.
Are you serious? No, just kidding.
Sweeping the nation.
I wouldn't be surprised.
What's your favorite song of all time?
Mine?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's a hard question.
Yeah, it is a difficult question. I got so many. There's a song by Hall & Oates and nobody knows.
Something We Know.
It's a great song. Something You Know? But see, yeah. If you know it, I've heard it that 5 billion times. Yeah. I don't ever want to hear it again.
That's all right.
I can't think of one.
I have two. Smokes, what's yours?
That's hard to say. A song you like, but you've heard a million times?
Yeah, like something people would know. You can't be like the B-side of blah, blah, blah's album.
Yeah.
Like,
No, no. Go ahead.
I'm
you go.
Supposed to pick one though.
Just pick. Yeah, one of your favorite songs. Okay, I'll go. Bill Withers, Ain't No Sunshine.
Oh, yeah, oh, I like good. That. Yeah. I like that.
And one of my all-time favorite songs, and you can make fun of me if you want, but it's always been one of my favorites, is Sweet Dreams by Eurythmics. I just, my
see, I can't.
I smile every time it comes on. It's just one see, of my I favorites.
I've heard that song. I'm not lying. I'm not exaggerating. Probably, what do you think about, oh, I don't know, easily 3,000-4,000 times?
Yeah. But I like that sort of thing. I like the Bill Withers. I like Georgia. But Ray Charles.
Oh, I love Georgia, and I like the Ray Charles version. I like Amazing Grace by a lot of
yes.
different people. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Except for that one that's done on the ukulele. That I didn't. That one didn't work for me.
So Tyra Banks, we haven't heard from her in a while. I don't know if you've ever watched.
And it's been a good time.
Did you? I'm asking the wrong audience. I was going to say, did either of you ever watch America's Next Top Model?
Oh, I watched America's Top Bottom. I think that was on Pornhub. Yeah.
I watched it for its entertainment because she's so serious about the models. Like, she thinks, like, they're running for president. And if they don't take it seriously, she gets really pissed. And she tries to, like...
What kind of a life is that?
It's just this crazy... I couldn't... There was one of the judges...
I saw the fat show. She did that fat show.
Fat show?
Yeah.
Oh, the one where someone called her a fat ass and she got out there in her bathing suit and yelled at them?
No. Where she had people on and they lost weight.
I think you're thinking of Khloe Kardashian.
No, America's Biggest Loser was at it. It was Tyra Banks.
She wasn't on that.
She wasn't on that? All right, no. Never mind.
Was it America's Next Top Model where they go up and squeeze them?
I don't know. They had one really hot judge that was a photographer, so I watched it all the time. But now she has, you can actually go if you like that sort of thing. Tyra Banks has opened a new theme park. She has her own theme park. This is a true story. I'm not making this up.
Right.
It's in Santa Monica, and it's called Model Land.
Get out of here.
We're taller and prettier than all of you, and we have more money.
Oh, that's so strange.
Model Land?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. Are there any rides?
Oh.
Yeah. Make your dreams come true at Tyra Banks' new theme park, Model Land.
Let's go on Bulimia Mountain!
Because at Model Land, you throw up before the roller coaster.
Sorry, you must weigh this much to ride the runway.
Enjoy our food court, where breakfast is a Marlboro Light and a line of Coke.
Anyone who's a size 1 or above, please wait and stand by.
And like all models, everyone gets to ride the Leonardo DiCaprio.
Is that another roller coaster?
Nope.
Come to Tyra Banks' Model Land. It's the skinniest place on Earth.
The Rick Stacy Morning Show.